Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome again to another show. You are now on Meet the Left. This is episode 16, and this is a GNN roundtable. And who we have on the panel for the roundtable today, we have Joe Manchek, who is running for the 12th District of Ohio, House of Representatives for the Green Party. Very knowledgeable individual, and he will be on the round table. We will also have an up-and-coming media personality, and her name is Deb Della Piana, and she runs the Become Ungovernable channel. That is her media outlet. She has a number of shows. She has Shut the F Up, Your Daily Dose, and Think Green. Those are the shows on her channel. Please support her, by the way. Go to YouTube and put in Become Ungovernable in the search box, or put her name in and you'll be able to find her channel. We also have Felina Farley, if I'm not mistaken, if that's her last name. I apologize if I said your last name wrong. Felina, I think it is Farley, but at any rate, she is running for office as a Green as well, and she is also a very knowledgeable individual as well. And we're also going to have George on, and he is a Green from Oregon, and he's been a staunch advocate for the Green Party for a long time. Same with Joe Manchek. And, of course, yours truly, Tony Smith. I run, obviously, this Green News Network, and I'm going to be hosting, so I won't be participating as much, but I will chime in. So without further ado, let's go ahead, and what we'll do is we'll have each person just give, you know, a brief description about yourself or what have you, and then we'll just move down the line to introduce yourselves, and then we'll get right into it. So let me go ahead and bring on, this is Joe Manchek. Joe Manchek, you have the floor. If you would, give our listening audience just a brief, you know, introduction, and then we'll move to the next roundtable participant. So you have the floor, Mr. Manchek.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the time available to talk to everyone. My name is Joe Manchek. I'm running for the United States House of Representatives in Ohio's 12th Congressional District. And I'm a Green Party candidate. I was on the ballot in 2016 running against the Republican incumbent Pat Tiberi and the Democratic contender Ed Albertson in 2016. Pat Tiberi won the election with his $4.5 million in corporate cash that he had to work with. And this past January, he quit his job and got another job as a corporate lobbyist with the Ohio Business Roundtable. So now the good people of Ohio's 12th Congressional District have absolutely zero representation in Congress because Mr. Pat Tiberi quit. He bailed out on his constituents, and the guy just never really did care about his constituents. The only legislation he ever worked on was legislation to increase the corporate profits of the multinational corporations that own him in the Republican Party. So that's where I'm at.
All right, all right.
I'm running against, I'm running against 17, there's going to be 17 Democrats and Republicans in the primary election, and then I'm running unopposed in the Green Party. There's going to be a special election in August to fill Pat Tiberi's unexpired term. And I'll be on the ballot for that. Plus, I'll also be on the ballot in the general election in November.
Awesome. And I just want to let the listening audience know, because I know there's a lot of Ohioans who listen to the show. I found that out when we did that interview with James Young from Manitowoc. And there are a lot of Ohioans out there. So, you guys, Joe Manchek has two chances to get win the seat. So get out there and vote for him so he can – and he's on the ballot on both accounts. So get out there, vote. This is when your vote matters, brothers and sisters. And these times is when your vote matters. So thank you for being here, Mr. Joe Manchek. Hope it will be a great show. Okay, let's go to the next special guest. This is 503-847. I'm not sure who this is. Can you tell our listening audience who you are and just give us a brief introduction?
Yeah, 503, Tony. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
503. This is Oregon prefix, 503 all day long.
All right.
Well, George Hayduk. I go by the handle George Hayduk. Any Edward Abbey fans in the house remembers George Hayduk from the Monkey Wrench King. But people that know me, I go by my last name, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, which people call me by Oliver. And I'm now on the state coordinating committee, again, for the Pacific Green Party of Oregon. And you can find us at pacificgreens.org. And I'd like to encourage people to plug in, check us out, see what we're doing. And I'm involved in a number of things. One of the things that I'm kind of excited about is a new voting method called star voting. Score, then automatic runoff. And there's websites for star voting. I'd encourage people to check that out. Anybody that likes ranked choice voting or looking for other alternative methods for voting, check out star, STAR.
All right. Great information. Definitely appreciate that, George. Or Oliver, if you'd prefer to be called Oliver. So I'm not seeing Deb yet or Felina. So let's just go ahead and get into it, and then when they jump on, then we'll just bring them in. So the first topic that I was hoping that we could discuss is this whole situation with Greens and Greens supporting Democrats. And I'd just like to get you guys' take on that. Now, me personally, I believe that the Green Party should disassociate itself completely from the Democrat Party because we are a nonviolent anti-war party. The Democrats have supported war since the Civil War. And I've looked into this as far as Democrat support. Every war, minus the Iraq and Afghanistan and Gulf Wars, Democrats have started. When you look at the presidents of the times of those wars, they were all Democrats. So it's a war party, posing as the party of the people and a peace party, an anti-war party, but it's not. So that's my view as far as Greens and their support of Democrats. They also have people with views that it would behoove the Greens to support the Democrats because we're both leftists and, you know, we could, pull the Republicans, if we do it, some do Democrat and some do Greens. But I don't agree with that at all. So if I could, let's start with you, Joe. If I could, can you just give our listening audience your view, or, you know, just speak on what do you think as far as the Green Party and the Democrat Party and what the Greens should be doing besides supporting them. And if you think the Greens should support Democrats, you're more than welcome to bring that view as well. So you have the floor, Joe.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in total agreement with you on this, Tony. I believe that the Green Party should not support any Democrats or Republicans that are running for office. There should never be an endorsement of a Democratic Party candidate or a Republican Party candidate from the Green Party of the United States. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party no longer represent the American people. The fact is, they are pretty much owned by the very same multinational corporations that get trillions of dollars annually to finance and manufacture the weapons of war, and billions of petrodollars by stealing the oil and the gas from the innocent victims of the nations that the United States occupies. The Green Party needs to become the peace movement in America. That's my view of what the Green Party needs to evolve into. We need to become a peace movement for America, and we need to own this peace movement. All of our candidates support the 10 key values, and one of the 10 key values is nonviolence. And that's where we should be taking the Green Party of the United States to the American people to get us elected, to help get us elected. The Green Party is a movement. It needs to become the peace movement in America. We don't have a peace movement in America anymore. You know, during the Vietnam War, there was a massive movement to end the Vietnam War, and that's what brought it to an end. The protesters turned the United States into a peace movement to end the war in Vietnam, and the government took a look at what we were saying and what we were doing and the direction that the people wanted the country to go, and that's how we ended the Vietnam War. That's what the Green Party has to do in order to end the ugly wars in the Middle East. It's insane what's going on today. The government's pretty much totally out of control, in my view. They're dropping bombs all over the place. 2015, the United States dropped 23,000 bombs on foreign sovereign nations. 2016, the United States dropped more than 26,000 American-manufactured bombs on foreign sovereign nations. And most
and
of
they even
bombs
ran out of bombs in 2016. That's how many they dropped.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's truly shameful what the United States is doing, because primarily these bombs are being dropped to overturn governments so that multinational oil corporations can go in and steal the oil and the gas. That's why the United States wants to overthrow the government of Syria, the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria.
Yeah.
They want to go in, you know, Syria's sitting right next to Iraq, and the oil fields of Iraq flow right into Syria.
Yep.
And there's all kinds of oil and gas pipelines going through Syria, and that's why the United States wants to overthrow the government of Syria, so that Rex Tillerson, we've got Rex Tillerson as our U.S. Secretary of State today, and that guy's the CEO of ExxonMobil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
how hypocritical,
you know, and this
can
guy's
you
leading
be
the charge to overthrow the government in Syria. That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We got to put a stop to this. That's one thing the Green Party has to do, is try to put a stop to these ugly American wars for oil that are taking place. Because if we don't stop it now, it's going to move into Iran. In 1953, the United States and the United Kingdom both colluded and overthrew the democratically elected government in Iran and put the American puppet Shah of Iran into power in 1953, so that British Petroleum and the Arabian American Oil Company could go in and steal the oil in Iran.
Yep.
And that's why the U.S. government's pushing for war in Iran again.
Yep, because
we gotta put a stop
basically
to this.
Yeah, because basically what happened with that is because of the brutal dictatorship of the Shah, there was an uprising, an organic uprising, and then they installed a religious leader. When
exactly.
you overthrow a moderate government, you will get an extreme government after that overthrow. It's happened over and over and over. And that's what's happened in Iran, and now America's trying to be the good guys, but it's always been about oil. Very, very, very well stated, Brother Manchek. George, can you chime in on this? Tell us what you think about the Green Party and piggyback off of Joe, and, you know, just tell us, what do you think? Do you think the Green Party should support the Democrats, or should they not, or are you in agreement with Joe? You have the floor.
Yeah, you know, it's always hard to disagree with Joe. This guy is right on the money. I'd like to kind of address a couple of things that haven't been mentioned regarding this subject. And something that really gets glossed over in social media discussion regarding, you know, especially Bernie Sanders, Senator Sanders, you know. I mean, anytime that comes up, we've got heated debate.
Yeah.
Number one, we cannot advance a real political revolution with the Green Party if we're still one leg in a corporate-controlled Democratic establishment. It's not possible. And, you know, there's a lot of people that believe that it is they're doing it or they're attempting it. There's also an element there where I think we have some folks who support the Green Party, but kind of think like maybe they're intel gathering or somehow, you know, trying to get into these little Democrat circles. I think that's a fail too. I don't spend any of my time doing that. But this is what I want to address, is that it's absolutely crucial. This is critical. So at least 25 states that have ballot access for Green Party, Pacific Green Party of Oregon, and here it's Green Party down in California. Ballot access. People don't talk about ballot access in this debate. Ballot access, there is requirements to maintain that ballot access so we can run these peace candidates. We can run these advocates against war. And that is critical. It's called voter registration. And I understand that half of the states and people that call themselves Greens and around half of the states don't understand this voter registration dynamic because it's not there. There is not a Green Party on a voter registration form. Even Washington State, just to the north of me, they do not have party affiliation on the voter registration forms. But it's critical, and this is something that really concerns me, because we have this fluffy term, progressive.
Yeah.
Progressives. And, you know, progressives can mean just about anything to anybody, but
exactly,
it doesn't do us any good. In fact, it's jeopardizing our ballot access in states like Oregon and California, when we have people advocating for these progressives that are really Democrats, and they're not green. So we're not getting the percentages of the green votes, which is what we need to maintain ballot access. If we do not get a certain threshold of votes on a statewide, then we can be in jeopardy of losing our ballot access. So this is really critical. And when people register Green Party, that sends out a message that says we demand change, not status quo. Status quo isn't working, folks. If you haven't noticed, status quo isn't working, folks. We need something different. We need change. We need a real political revolution. And that's what the Green Party stands for. So I look at it really technically, to be quite blunt, I look at it as a co-opting of our party. These people that come in and say, you can be a Democrat and still support the Green. You can be a Green and you're going to work on these Democrat campaigns. That is a co-opting and a violation of our platform, our principles. It's a violation of our focus, our vision to build. You cannot prop up the corporate Dems or even the reformers, quote unquote, whatever the heck a reformer is supposed to be. You cannot do that and really, truly be a part with your heart, mind, and soul in building this Green Party. And that's who the people were looking for. Now, with all that said, let me be clear before I chime up. is that I do not want to slam the door in the face of the burners who have left, that Democrat swamp, if you will. And I want to be open-armed with those folks that have left. What I'm being critical of, and I'm talking directly to these people right now, I'm looking them in the eyeball through the airwaves. If you are with Bernie and propping him up and saying he's our leader, you are not a Green. And I don't want you to call yourself a Green. And I don't want you to pretend and play games like that. If you have left that Democrat, we do have open arms. I will work with you here in Oregon. I'm meeting people. I met people in Salem yesterday. I spent the whole day at the state capitol lobbying and doing work down there. It's a whole other thing. But I met burners, and these folks are saying, you know, both the things, both sides of it. They're saying that, oh, God, he's our leader. And a lot of them are saying, no, this is a lost cause. We need something different. I will work with those folks that are done and moving forward. That's my take on it. That's who I want to work with. And that's what I would tell your audience and everyone else that will listen to this. If you're done, you know, you can be a burner in the past, but we cannot prop up these Democrats and continue to say we are for a real political revolution. Not talking about campaign rhetoric of we're going to reform. You know, I don't believe in that. Out.
Agreed. And another thing, too, and I agree wholeheartedly with you, the burners, they generally take Greens and, you know, and say, oh, you're Bernie bashing and this sort of thing. No, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is enlightening you, burners, to what your leader's mm-hmm. been doing. Now, I even overlooked his war policies because of the excitement that he brought, and I figured that he'd go ahead and fight, but he didn't. So when the burners seen this happen, immediately they should have left the Democrat Party. Now, what a lot of them are doing is, and this is the analogy I like to use, you have a new husband, but you have your ex-husband on the side still. So how are you supposed to move forward and have a new relationship and build trust, honesty, integrity, build all those attributes, and you're still sleeping with your ex-husband? And how is that going to make your new husband feel? It's going to make him feel less than, and he's going to lash out, which is what the Greens are doing to burners. Because in one breath, we support Greens. In the next breath, they support Bernie. Which is it? Because you can't do both. So that's my view on it, and you articulated that very well, George. I definitely appreciate that. Let me just see how many people we got listening in. One second. Oh, good. We've got 198 people listening in, and it's still going up. We got about 3 minutes left in regulation. What we're going to do is I'm going to, because unfortunately Blog Talk is actively, bothering our broadcast. They're doing everything they can to try to silence us, but we keep moving. So what I'll do is, Joe, if you could speak to maybe piggyback off of what George said, and then when it starts to get down to zero, what I'll do is I'll end this segment, and then I'll bring up another segment. As soon as this segment ends, I'll bring one back up, and then you guys just call back in, and then we can continue the conversation. So I'll do that, and then what I'll do is, I'll edit the show, put them both together, and then I'll rebroadcast it live on Facebook so people can get the full effect. So, Joe, if you could maybe chime in on what George was saying, or maybe give your take on it as far as the ballot access. And that was a great point that he brought up, because supporting anybody other than the Greens, and you call yourself a Green, you are in the way of Green Party ballot access when you do that. And that was a great point that you made, and I'm going to start using that. But go ahead, Joe, if you would, maybe chime in, piggyback off of whatever you would like to say in the matter.
Well, basically, I'm pretty much in total agreement with everything that George said. Ballot access is an extremely important issue for the Green Party, and we've had a lot of problems with ballot access throughout the country. Green Party candidates have been kicked off the ballot simply because they didn't have enough registered Green Party members with their state boards of election. One example I can give you is the Libertarian Party in Ohio got kicked off the ballot a couple of years ago because they didn't have enough registered Greens. The Board of Elections just kicked them off the ballot and removed their ballot access, so now they cannot run candidates anymore. If any Libertarians in Ohio want to run for office, they have to run as an independent. They're not allowed to run as a Libertarian Party candidate. Fortunately, in Ohio, we do have ballot access in Ohio, and the way that came about is Anita Rios and Bob Petraeus ran for governor and lieutenant governor in, I think, 2014. And they got more than 100,000 votes. And that's how the Green Party of Ohio obtained ballot access. Today mm-hmm. we have Connie Goodell Newton and Brett Joseph running for governor and lieutenant governor, respectively. And hopefully we're going to get a lot of votes in the election, and we're going to maintain our ballot access again for another 4 years. But every 4 years, the Ohio Green Party has to run a candidate for governor, and if we don't do that, we're going to lose our ballot access. So
exactly.
You know, that's one. That's
so we're
one going
to have to. We got a lot
yeah,
of work
let me,
to do.
Yeah, let me bring up another point here. During 2016.
Well, hold that thought, Joe, because we only got 10 seconds left in regulation. So
okay.
Just hold that
okay.
thought.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I'm going to end this segment, and then I'm going to bring up another segment, and then you guys just call right back in.
Okay.
We're going to end this segment, and then we will get right back to the show. So
okay.
We're ending the segment, listening audience. You guys, please come back. I know it sucks having to come right back, you know, leave and come back, but this is what we're dealing with Blog Talk at the moment. So we'll be right back.